Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He is Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. And shortly after our show, we will put our podcast up. So if you've missed any of the show, just be sure to check out the pod. Go search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and be sure also to follow, rate, and review the podcast. Again, just search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and you'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air. We've got Mike Jones, the national NFL writer from The Athletic, joining us at the bottom of the hour. That's going to be great. He does a fantastic job covering the league for The Athletic, so be very good to speak with him. Rob, the national championship game settled down a little bit. Michigan's up 17-3.
Penix Jr. missed a wide-open receiver, Chris.
Did he? I missed that play.
Chris.
Really?
Wide open. That would have made it 14-10. It was a play. It was on, 17-10. I'm sorry. It was wide open on a fourth down play, and it was right to go for it. It was already on the 40-something on the other side of the field.
Was it going to be a touchdown?
Yeah.
Or it was just the first
down? No, it was going to be a touchdown. I mean, he just missed him on fourth down. He overthrew him. So that was a big play in the game.
Well, their defense has settled down a bit. Michigan's at 4th-and-3. They need to stop here. They let Michigan score, Rob, a touchdown before the half and maybe go in, 24-3, and it's probably over. I mean, we've seen stranger things happen in college football, but for the sake of a good competitive game, you want them to get a stop and maybe a score, make this thing interesting. But right now, Rob, this looks like just another blowout in the making, at least. So we will see. All right, Rob.
Well, they got to stop, so there we go.
I'm a little behind. But in NFL – Jerry Jones, the Dallas Cowboys, Rob, looking good. Number 2 seed in the NFC. We know they've struggled on the road. They were 3-5 this season on the road. And I get it that Washington's not a very good team, but they did go there, the Cowboys, and close out the season. They beat up a tomato can the way you should. Beat them 38-10. To seal up that number 2 seed. They would have had it anyway with the way the Eagles went down, which is ridiculous.
Which was bad, but
bad. Unbelievable to the Giants. But Cowboys, playing pretty good football. And Jerry Jones, really interesting, Rob, the comment he made about Mike McCarthy. Rob G, set this up.
Can't help us.
And tell us what happened.
Yeah, now this is interesting because you just mentioned it. The Cowboys had just clinched the NFC East in this game. They went 12-5. They are the number 2 seed in the NFC. Home field runs through Dallas until the NFC title game. They've won 16 straight at home, so you're feeling really good if you're a Cowboys fan. However, a reporter asked Jerry Jones, as he's holding court, about the future of Mike McCarthy and whether or not this postseason run will determine his future. Jerry Jones, for whatever reason, replied, quote, "I just think his record speaks for itself. I think of what he's done and what we put ourselves in this position over the last 3 years. I think that does speak for itself. We got a lot of good football left and no small part thanks to Mike. We'll see how each game goes."
Chris, there's just no reason at the start of the playoffs, you just won the division, to even bloody the water.
Like, now, did he say, let me ask this, because what you just read, Rob G, so the question was, is Rob back for, or is
Mike.
Sorry, Mike back for next season?
It was, has he shown that he's your guy, basically, moving forward?
Okay, so because I'm trying to make sure when he says, we'll see how each game goes, that does, with if that's the question, is has he shown enough to show that he's your guy? To end it off with, we'll see how each game goes. Rob, that I don't think that's media overreaction.
No,
it's
not. I do
think that's saying, like, maybe, maybe not.
but Chris, there's no all Jerry, are you ready for the answer, Chris? We wouldn't want it as media people. We talk about it all the time. We want the smoke and the juice, right? I mean, that makes our jobs easier.
Right.
But if you're being honest, the conversation is, we just won the division. We're trying to win a Super Bowl here in Dallas. I'm not talking about anybody's contract in the future. The future is the next game. Like that, who can argue with that? Can you?
No. I mean,
that's all. I'm not.
And I don't even think, because I do think there are some media people that would take that as, oh, he given the chance to give him a vote of confidence. Nah. He didn't. I just think you say, guys, look, we are rolling, all right? Like, I mean, I don't know, the way you say it, maybe what you said, but you say it in a jovial tone, or I just think, look, guys, we trying to win a Super Bowl. Mike's doing a terrific job, and we're tickled pink with the job Mike's done. 3 straight 12-win seasons.
Right.
We couldn't be any happier, right? Something to that effect.
And this comes on the heels, remember. Because Adam Schefter reported, Chris, that he may be coaching for his job. So to say, we'll see in that situation. I'm not talking about, I'm just saying, just shut it down. I'm not talking about a coach's job. Or I'm not doing any of that. The bottom line is, we're trying to win a Super Bowl here. You know? You just said it. We won 12 games 3 years in a row. We won a division, blah, blah, blah. Man, we got a shot.
Right.
I want to focus in on that. We haven't won a Super Bowl in a long time here, and we got a good team, my quarterback, my coach, my you know what I mean? Like talk it up.
Well, and this to me, Rob, is an example of why the owner doesn't need to talk all the time. I mean, because there's just so many opportunities to stick your foot in your mouth. And look, will this affect the Cowboys going forward? Who knows? But Rob, I just think there's no positive to come out of this.
Right. You don't win, Chris. Right? All you do is you muddy the water.
Yes. Is Mike McCarthy second guessing himself now on plays? Or, you know, calls, things like that? I don't know. I mean, why in the world would you say that just doesn't make sense? And again, this is the Cowboys, and I've said it, Rob, for a long time, the culture and the tone that Jerry Jones sets as the owner of the franchise, as a guy that's got to run his mouth after every game, every week on a radio show, I don't think it's conducive to big winning. Now, maybe they'll prove me wrong this year, but this is not what you need to hear. And certainly not what you need to say as you head into the playoffs. Because I think, Rob, look, I think they'll beat Green Bay. I don't think it'll be a cakewalk, but I think they'll beat Green Bay. And then, you know, Detroit, if Detroit gets by them, or the Rams, I think whoever wins that game is going to be a tough game. And then, of course, you got San Francisco, which I don't even think people will blame them if they lose that game. But they don't have – it's not going to be a cakewalk to the NFC Championship game, Rob. And also, like, they've won 16 straight at home, which is phenomenal. You ain't, how many are you going to win straight at home?
No, that's scary, Chris.
You know what I mean,
I'm
right?
with you. I'm with you. You know, like, sometimes it's like the bugaboo in baseball when you score 18 runs in that game, Chris, and then you go,
right. Then the next
they get shut out. You get shut out.
Yeah. Or if you're a great free throw shooter, which yep. obviously a lot of guys are in the NBA, you make 50 straight, 30 straight. I mean,
and then,
a miss is coming.
Yep. You already know it. I agree with that.
So I just think that, Rob, this is just.
It's unnecessary. It's self-inflicted. It's unnecessary. You don't have to do it. All you have to do, Chris, is deflect.
Yep.
That this is about winning a Super Bowl. And I would say, man, hey, guys, you know how long it's been since we won a Super Bowl? So it's been too long in Dallas.
Right. Guys, can we celebrate? Can we enjoy this? This is what we played the whole regular season
right.
for.
And you know what? We got a team. We got a squad. We got a chance. I'm not worried about coaches and players who's going to be on a team next year. Right. I'm worried about right now, this game next week. Green Bay is all I care about. I don't care about anything else.
That's how you answer it. So what do you – I mean, you picked Dallas to win the NFC. How are you feeling about them right now?
I'm not feeling great.
Really?
I'm not feeling great.
I mean, they've had a good – I know they've struggled on the road, but they ended off
strong. That's the problem. That's the problem. But, yeah. To start the one thing I will feel good about is – You know, I mean, I feel pretty good that I had the Ravens and Dallas. And those are two good teams, Chris, from the start. And I don't know. If you ask me to pick out of my pick, I love the Ravens more, obviously.
Do you think McCarthy's job should be on the line?
Do I?
Or he should be on the hot seat?
No. I just think you can't just, I mean, obviously if they lose, you won't be, it just depends on how the game goes
I think it's gonna,
You know what I mean?
It's the first time, Rob, they've won 12 straight since, you know, that dynasty.
Yeah, you know.
The mid-90s.
I just need to see how that plays out. You know what I mean? And how the game, Chris, do they get embarrassed at home? Is it some sort of thing? Or do they just get beat, you know?
I agree. I agree. Like, I have to see how it plays out. Even a tough loss to a Detroit, I don't know that, you know, I mean, Detroit is pretty good this year. I don't know that means he's got to be fired. But, like you said, how does it end? Because these last few years, their playoff games have ended comically. Not just ugly, comically.
Right, and that's
just
the problem.
Bad clock
right.
management, game manager, right? And we've seen a few this year where he didn't manage the clock the right way. Against Detroit, in fact, right? And so if that happens again, Rob, and it costs them, whether it's the second round or if you get to San Francisco,
Chris,
I agree. Something like that happens, right? That's when I'm like, look, we gotta get a new coach. Now, it's risky. You gotta get the right guy. But you know, 12 straight wins, but yeah, that would be I think you're right on the money. How does it end?
How does it end? And that's what will be the determining factor. But there's a way of saying, you know, you just don't have to comment on everything just because they ask you. And I'm a reporter. I just
right.
we love it.
For the reporters down there, it's awesome. That
we love it,
that.
Chris. I mean, but at some point, don't they have to say? Doesn't he have to say this doesn't help me? This hasn't helped me for 30 years. I just recently had to make up with Jimmy Johnson after all that.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right. Well, yeah. All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. We're going to throw it out to you guys. What do you make of Jerry Jones' statement about Mike McCarthy? We think it's the wrong statement at the wrong time. But maybe you think differently. Could it motivate McCarthy? Or do you agree with us? Stupid thing to say. 877-99 on Fox. Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios, and if you like using debit over credit, we think you should get rewarded. Now you can with Discover's Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cashback on everyday purchases, no fees, period. Check out the eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank member FDIC. 877-99 on Fox. Jerry Jones says, when asked about Mike McCarthy's new contractor coaching the team next year, says, we'll see how the game goes. Your thoughts?
All right. Dan in Wichita, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dan?
He's a madman. I believe Metallic Blue, but I'm a very quiet, humble fan. Therefore, thinking as rational as I can, I believe he's just crazy enough in his old age to be smart enough. I just thought of this listening to your show tonight, the first time, that he throws it out there because he's brilliant. I mean, a businessman. What do I mean? Well, he messes up like you spoke earlier about in any kind of way, time management, clock management, does something stupid, he's gone. He makes it at least to the NFC-SC championship, he stays. At the same time, I believe it could, and again, bias, Cowboys fan, lights a fire under Mike's butt. He realizes I could mess up here, and this is it for me, and I like being here. I'm taken care of. I get to go to Jerry's house. I get steak. So that's my thoughts. I believe that it could work in a Cowboys way.
It hasn't. I hear you. It hasn't worked for 25 years. Okay, like this talking
well, I don't
too
know
much.
That he's put fire under anybody like this. I mean, Jason Garrett always kind of, you know what I mean.
But Chris, I'm just saying, him talking all these years just hasn't done anything for me. That's all. Like what? If it really worked, he wouldn't have to. If it had worked, he wouldn't be looking at a 30-year stretch of not going to the NFC Championship game. I mean, his way doesn't work. It just doesn't. That's the way I feel. Marcus in Florida, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marcus?
Hey, what's going on? First of all, I want to tell you guys are really entertaining. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Marcus. We appreciate that. You know what? Chris and I, the goal is to be fun and informative.
Yep.
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I think what's going on is so many times you give it all your mind, body, and soul, and there's nothing left to give. There's so many times they come up with you, Jerry Jones with dollar signs in their eyes, and he said, doesn't the ball to the rest of the group? And they said, no. So he said, I'm here to work with the rest of the group as a team and do other things later. And there's so many times they come running up to him with autographs around the sign, and you slid over just a Luger to sign because he didn't want their feelings to be hurt. I appreciate the time, fellas. Thank you.
Yes. Appreciate you. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah. All right. We got one more, Rob G. Are we good? Okay. Chris. 877-99 on Fox. I just think Jerry just cannot. I know he's in the Hall of Fame already, Chris. He's the owner of a dynasty football team. There's a lot of reasons to be that he feels good. His resume's filled up, but it's been empty for 25 years. I mean, that's the part. You know, he had the early success. It's been Chris.
Yeah.
It's been 25. I think it's what is it? Since 95.
Well, 28 years since they've been to the NFC Championship.
28 years.
Yeah, they're one of only a handful of teams that hasn't gotten that far.
And you know what? I think it's only three. And it's like Cleveland.
Rob G, look them up if you can.
It's like the Lions, the Cowboys, and one other bad team. Like, that's it. That haven't been.
For the Cowboys to be in that company, Rob,
it's mind-boggling,
it's unfathomable for 30 years.
Yep,
they're in.
I'm
years?
Telling you, it's them, the Lions, and one other team, Chris. And I don't know. The Browns haven't been around 30 years, but I think the Browns are another one.
That's unbelievable, right? For somebody like the Cowboys. And look, it does speak to his marketing genius that despite their lack of success. They are, you know, he's obviously made them worth a ton of money. They were already, but he's
made it even more right.
And
but the Cowboys
are the most marketable team in the league. Like, even, and you and I remember when they actually were America's team, like, for real. Both not only, you know, popularity, but in terms of being a good team. And the fact that they still are that, considering their lack of success, Rob, I mean, there are a ton of teams like that won't be, you know, like New England right now. If New England goes the next 20 years in full of mediocrity, they're not going to be talked about like the Cowboys are. They aren't even now. You know, the Cowboys are talked about win, lose, or draw.
Yeah, no, right. There's something there that
and I'll give him credit for that, but in terms of winning, it don't help at all.
No. And he just
that's my whole problem with them.
You know what, Chris? I do want and I say this not being morbid or anything, but when Jerry's not around anymore, does that change? I just wonder, you know,
as far as them being America's team?
Yeah, about talking about them, saying if they didn't win and they didn't have a Jerry Jones. Do you see what I'm saying?
Here's what I'll yeah, I understand. Understand what I assume Stephen Jones gonna be the owner.
Right? I've never even heard Stephen Jones talk. I couldn't even tell you what he sounds like. Seriously.
He's taught I mean, I've heard him talk, and he obviously is drafts.
But you know what I mean. Like,
but I think to your point, Rob, I think they will obviously they'll stay in the family, I'm presuming.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I think they'll be, like, I don't think Steven, to your point, I don't think he'll talk.
You know what it's like?
As much as Jerry.
It's like Hal Steinbrenner with the Yankees.
Exactly.
Like, he's nothing like his father. I mean, exactly. George was charismatic,
and
whatever.
George got results.
Exactly.
Hal
doesn't do anything. I'm
right.
For real.
Yeah.
And Rob G has that stat. Who was it?
Yeah, you were close, Rob.
What was that?
It's the Cowboys, the Lions, and the Washington football team. In
wow,
the
Chris, can you believe that? Washington is in that. And how many? What's the drought for all those teams?
Washington is the longest at 31 seasons.
Chris.
This is not getting to the conference championship.
Chris, 31, and the Lions are what?
Are tied, 31. 1991.
Yeah, because they beat the Lions, actually, right? Like 44-0.
I think it's a good question, Rob. It really is.
I just wonder. Like,
Jerry's
I get
kept
it.
Kept them in the limelight and right, and kept them. You're right. I mean, if Stephen Jones takes over and he doesn't talk to the media very often, which I think would be good, but if they're losing, then you're probably right. I don't think they'll be talked about. You know?
Yeah, I really think there's a chance that they won't be talked about.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a good point. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. As we said, we got our man Mike Jones around the corner, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest covers the NFL. He's a national writer for The Athletic, does a fantastic job. Mike Jones, welcome to the Odd Couple, brother.
Yo, what up, Mike?
How we doing, guys? How we doing?
We are great, man. We are great, and I'm sure you're excited as we are about these upcoming playoffs. So let us start with, say, Buffalo, which they played last night. How dangerous do you think they are? They seem to be a schizophrenic team. You have no idea which one's going to show up. But obviously, if the good Buffalo shows up, it seems like they'd be a team nobody wants to play.
No, they definitely are. I mean, because, look, this team, they've been in playoff mode for basically half the season. They were the 11th seed in the AFC about 3-4 weeks ago, and they have scratched and clawed their way back. They've been on a tear here. And people were saying, man, if they get to the playoffs, they don't want to play them. But, look, I don't think anybody expected that they were going to come all the way back to win their division. I think a lot of people thought they were going to be, you know, maybe the seventh or the sixth seed, but to come all the way back and win their division, now they got a home game. So Miami, you know, they had the opportunity to host and win their division, but they blew that, and now Buffalo's got the home field. They're a tough team, and you're exactly right. You don't know which is going to show up. But we saw them win last night when they didn't even have their best game. But Josh Allen, he's kind of almost like a little bit of a, you know, young Brett Favre-ish, where he might throw, you know, the worst interception you've ever seen in your life, but then he might throw the most dazzling touchdown pass right after that. He just keeps on gunning. But I think what we saw from him in the second half, you know, especially the fourth quarter, where he knew he really had to be smart and not only taking care of the ball, you know, when he was running and picking up yards, but also trying to stay in bounds, keep working the clock. If he's in that kind of mode, they really have a chance to go far.
How about Kansas City? A lot of people don't feel good about the Chiefs, the way that their season has gone. I know they won a lot of games, but it just didn't feel – it felt raggedy. Doesn't feel the same. They don't seem to scare teams. Where are you on the Chiefs?
No, I agree with you. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with their wide receiver unit. They don't have somebody that's really consistent that Patrick Mahomes can go to outside of Travis Kelce. Last year, you know, who'd have thought, you know, hey, they were able to still win without Tyreek Hill, but Juju Smith-Schuster was a guy that was a veteran, that was going to be in the right spots, that also knew how to react when things went off schedule. Now they don't have somebody that they can really count on. You got Kadarius Toney, who, you know, you know, isn't a guy who's really detail-oriented. We've seen him hurt them from time to time with drops or lining up the wrong way. You know, Mecole Hardman, he's a guy that struggles to stay on the field. So, yeah, they don't have the weapons that we've seen in the past from them. And so once they get to the playoffs, it's still hard to bet against Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. But I just, you know, you kind of have that feeling that, I don't know. It doesn't feel like this is their year, whereas last year when you came to the playoffs, you felt like that they were about to, you know, really go on a tear, and that's what they did and won the Super Bowl.
Mike, can you give us a surprise team, if there is one, you think, that might make some noise that people aren't necessarily expecting to?
You know, I think that the Cleveland Browns, because of their defense, they are tough. They're going to be a tough matchup for anybody that they face. You know, Joe Flacco is playing well. Who would have thought when they lost Deshaun Watson, you know, you thought that maybe their season was going to go south. They believed that they just needed a quarterback to hold things down, but here they are. They lost their starting quarterback, their starting running back, two starting tackles, and they are still right here in the thick of things because that defense is so nasty. So, you know, they are a team that you have to be mindful of because this is the time of year. You got to be able to run the football, and you got to play good defense, and they have that. And a quarterback who's been there before. You know, in the NFC, the Rams are a team that, you know, they got off to a very slow start. This is supposed to be another rebuilding year. They've got a lot of young guys. I think it's something like 14 young guys that they have in their first or second year. They're playing in key roles, and they have, you know, worked their way into the playoffs. And the Packers are another team that were kind of in rebuild mode, and they've gotten to the playoffs. So these are all, you know, some teams that are, you know, once you get to playoffs, you never know what can happen here. It's going to be very intriguing to see.
The Pittsburgh Steelers, I know they made the playoffs, but they don't do anything for me. Offensively, they play ugly football games. They hang around, and then they wind up winning somehow, and I scratch my head. How do they factor in, or are they a factor?
Well, I mean, the thing that really hurts them is now the T.J. Watt with the knee injury. I don't think that's going to be just a 1 week where he just sits out this week and of practice and then can play again. On Sunday, it's going to be tough for them. And you're exactly right. Their offense, man, you know, their quarterback situation, Mason Rudolph, yes, he did enough to help them get to the playoffs there, but they're not consistent in anything they do. Not a lot of, you know, explosiveness with that, and you've got to be able to score. And so, yeah, I feel like they're a team that, hey, good job. They, once again, Mike Tomlin, able to squeeze something out of nothing and help them avoid another losing season, got them into the postseason with, you know, very limited, what the resources there at quarterback. But I don't feel like this is a team that's very dangerous.
So let's go to some coaching news. What do you think, or not news yet, but what do you think happens with Belichick in New England?
Well, you know, it was very interesting this morning because his tone was sounding like he wants to stay there. Now,
see, I'm with you. That's what we talked about earlier. That was a guy who wasn't big and bad, and I won six Super Bowls, and you're going to do it my way and be defiant. He sounded humble.
Right, he did, you know, and he talked about, hey, you know, what we decide collectively for the organization, when they asked about if he would bring in, you know, a general manager and give up, you know, some of that personnel say, he seemed like he was receptive and wanted to make it known that he was not checking out. I mean, he normally never talks about his contract. He pointed out, hey, I'm still under contract. It almost sounded like he was trying to make a case for him to stay, which is interesting because, look, it's not like this is a one-year fix here. They've got a lot of talent deficiencies. They've got a lot that they've got to get fixed. Whereas, you know, if he was out on the street, I mean, there are a lot of teams that have been interested in him. I mean, the Chargers' job would be very attractive, you think, because they've got a young quarterback that's very talented. They've got talented on defense, and he would just need to do some tweaking and things like that. But for whatever reason, he sounds like a guy who wants to stay in New England. Again, we don't know what Robert Kraft is thinking, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. I still could be kind of surprised if he does come back, but I was a little surprised just the way that he sounded like somebody who doesn't want to leave there.
In about 30 seconds, Mike, before you go, you hearing anything on Jim Harbaugh? What do you think could happen with him?
From what I've heard, and this has been going on for a while, about a month or maybe a little more, and I'd heard that the Raiders were a team that are very interested in him. You got Tom Brady, former Michigan guy there, and he also just recently hired Don Yee, who's Tom Brady's agent, but also heard that the Chargers might be interested in him as well. So I think he's going to have options. I don't think that he would be winding up. I mean, again, he could use all this stuff for leverage or whatever, but it sounds like he's ready to move on to the NFL.
After they choked down this national championship game, it might not be as good. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
You know how I roll. You know how I roll, right?
He is pulling so hard against them.
No, I'm not. Chris, yeah. They were getting 40 yards a carry. They got shut off. Am I wrong? Mike?
It's become a game.
I'm pulling for Michigan. Blake Corum is from my hometown. And so,
I'm with you. My daughter went there. They got a lot of my money.
I was going to say, Chris is locked in.
I paid for this championship.
Exactly. Chris is locked in.
And he wants a ring himself.
If they blow it, Chris wants a refund. You better go to Jim Harbaugh's house.
All right, Mike. Great stuff. That's
Appreciate
Mike Jones,
you.
The Athletic National NFL writer. Thank you, brother.
All right. Thanks. You guys have a good one.
All right.
Should one of the playoff coaches be on the hot seat? Not Mike McCarthy, another one. That's next. All right, couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studio. Second half of the national championship game underway. Michigan just kicked its second field goal, so they're up 20-10. But, Rob, this has become a game, competitive. And so at least it's not a blowout just yet. So we'll see.
We got a lot of time. It's 11 minutes to go in the third quarter. Yeah, this is a game. This is a
Penix
game.
Just threw an interception, and that ultimately led to
the three.
Goal.
But they held them, Chris, without the touchdown.
Yeah, they've held them twice, inside their territory.
That's big.
So, yeah, their defense is definitely – I don't know what changes, adjustments they made, but they certainly did something because Michigan is not running all over them like they were before.
Yeah, and Michigan's not throwing us. Well, when they have to pass, 6-for-14, Chris. So they're not running the ball and they have to pass, and they're forced to pass. I don't know why they're not. I'm serious. I would have run the ball, just continued to run the ball until they stopped me. I just wouldn't have been passing like they have been.
No, I agree. You can't.
Penn State, they ran the ball, Chris, the entire game because they just were like, this is open to us. Right.
Absolutely. Rob, we talked about Dallas. Mike McCarthy, is he on the hot seat? Hot seat's too strong, but, is he coaching for his job, I guess? I guess it's similar. But Nick Sirianni, also in the NFC East, that team went from 10-1 to 11-6, lost 5 of their last 6 games. They look done. They look lost. They look dispirited. A.J. Brown, Rob, had a players-only meeting, according to Jay Glazer. And it was reported, Jay said, the meeting was for Brown to tell the players, hey, let's start believing in our coaching staff. And so obviously the implication is that they weren't believing and didn't believe and maybe don't believe in their coaches. Where are you on Sirianni? Look, Rob, he's in his, fourth year? He's been to the playoffs every year that he's coached the team. They got to find out what's going on. I mean, I don't think. He's now made the playoffs again, obviously. So 3 years in Philadelphia, not four. And every year they're in the playoffs. There's been a disappointing finish. Probably will be a disappointing outcome in the playoffs. But Rob, unless there's freaking mutiny, I don't know. I just don't think he should be on the hot seat.
I'm with you. Chris, what people, I know they looked and they thought it was the same team. It ain't the same team. They lost both coordinators, right? They lost
that's been the big loss.
Right. They lost a ton of guys on defense. I'm just saying, and it was a mirage early on, Chris, when they were 10-1, even when they were winning. What were you saying?
Well, they were winning closer games.
They were all close. They weren't that impressive. I said this before the season started. You remember about, I don't think Jalen Hurts could reproduce Chris the season he had last year.
He certainly hasn't.
No, and that was from nowhere to the mountaintop. And I was like, really? That's going to be every year automatic?
What do you think the future holds for him? I mean, you think last year was just kind of an aberration or?
I don't know.
I think he's playing hurt too. And I'm not.
No, he is hurt. No, he is hurt, Chris. I agree with you. Yeah. But I don't know if he's that good every year. Like that was when everything worked and you know what I mean? Like I don't know if that's him to say every year. Because it was so good.
He was good. Now I think Sirianni, it's hard to fathom Rob firing a coach after 3 straight trips, right, to the playoffs.
They went to the Super Bowl last year.
And went to the Super Bowl. But they next year. I could see him next year being on the hot seat. You know what I mean? Like we got to figure this out. And I don't know, Rob, what has happened in that locker room. And maybe it's not as much Sirianni as it is the coordinators. You know, when we talk about the players, do they believe in the coaching staff? Because obviously, the players are saying the right things. They are saying they still believe in him and all of that. But they don't just look – they're not just getting beat or playing poorly. They look just completely undone. I mean, they really look bad. There's no – they look like they've gone from being one of the best teams in the league to one of the worst teams in the league overnight.
Yeah, it looks ugly. In fact, it's fugly, Chris. Let's just be honest. It just is.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. But we'll see. I mean, in Philly, I read a column saying they should fire him.
Really?
Marcus. What's the brother's name? Is it Marcus Haynes? The brother of Philly Inquirer?
Who covers basketball?
Well, he's a columnist.
Oh.
Yeah, I think he wrote that he should be fired, him and his whole staff. 30. Let me check that out.
Yeah, I mean,
but I'm pretty sure.
I just think that's extreme.
Yeah, it's he does a good job too, as you know.
Yeah, no. I'm just saying. I don't know how you can make that many changes, Chris, and then put it all on him. That's all.
Yeah. We will see. All right, here it is. Fire Nick Sirianni and all his coaches. That's Marcus Hayes.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.